Hello again there, everybody. So today I came across a little story which really put a smile on my face about the fact that Classic FM is booming. So once a year the data the audience figures for different radio stations across the Britain, including the BBC, it's released, and that's why you see like Zoe Ball is all over the news, because her stint on the Radio 2 breakfast show is just dropped off a cliff. She's lost something like 700,000 listeners. The BBC Radio 1 is on a downward spiral, and all of the like Capital FM seem to have sort of leveled off. But what really hit my radar was that Classic FM is absolutely booming. So Classic FM has now over 5.6 million weekly listeners. The audience is up by over 470,000 in the last year, tied with Heart as London's most popular music station on commercial radio. Over 50,000 new listeners aged between 15 and 24. The Daily Telegraph reports that the breakfast show now has an audience of 1.5 million, a rise of a quarter of a million year on year. So year after year, it increases by a quarter of a million. This is for a music station, it's classical music. And as the other tweet said, it's a lot of that is through young people. Overall, the classical station increased its audience by 474,000 to 5.6 million listeners per week. BBC Radio 4's audience dipped by 438,000 over the last 3 months, although it's stable year on year. So, well, I don't know. It's stable at losing 438,000 listeners. Radio 4 is a very it's supposed to be a sort of intellectuals and highbrow discussion, but it's actually just a load of sort of little hats sort of stroking each other's egos. The Today programme lost 312,000 listeners over the same period. It's slightly different to classical music. The biggest breakfast time loser is Zoe Ball when she took over from Chris Evans. So she's lost so 781,000 in the last quarter from 9 million, dropping down to 8.2 million. And this is the big one as well. So that's Radio 2. And it's, yeah, they're dying on their arse, to be honest. Across the airwaves, classical music is doing very well. Radio 3's audience rose by 6% year on year to 2.3 million, while Scala, which I've not even heard of, is a quarter of a million listeners in its first months on air. So this is very interesting, isn't it? Because we can just assume straight away that almost all of these people dropping out of the sort of the BBC radio stations, especially, are going to be European. They're going to be white British. On the demo, on the census, it's us, it's our people, and this is especially when you consider that the mainstream, the BBC, actually has as policy to, in essentially to purge white people from its not just radio, but from its television programs. It has to, it's always on about increasing the diversity, and it's just Radio 2 is used to be thought of as a little bit more highbrow, a little bit more gentle. That too is going the same way, and then it just means they're going to pay the price in viewers as well. But what fascinates me is that the people are moving to classical music, and here we are in sort of peak clown world, global homo land, social justice, diversity quotas coming out your ears, and in the teeth of all of this, classical FM is booming, absolutely booming. 250,000 new listeners year on year on year. And so it seems to me something quite obvious is happening, which is that Europeans are just heading to back to a cultural form which they can actually identify with, because they're being alienated by, let's just say, the mainstream in this case, by that sort of, maybe we need a new word, the sort of non-white liberal progressive machine, which is just sort of flooding their ears and their minds with silage. And what they've then done is begin to cast around, and unconsciously as well. I don't think they'll have made a conscious decision in the sense that they thought, I cannot stand to listen to any more Stormzy. I don't want to listen to any more Stormzy or Rita Ora ever again. I'll just stick this on because I know that I'm going to be safe on Classic FM. I know that I'm not going to get a headache, and I know that I'm not going to get this ghetto trash screaming in my ears. So it still means, though, that they've gone back to a cult, that they've sort of gravitated towards a cultural form which reinforces their identity. And that's a lovely thing to see, because that's not actually what's supposed to be happening. It's supposed to be where all identities are shattered and broken apart, and that the masters in the media, the cultural gatekeepers, they assume that they can sort of brainwash the population and then tell them what's good. It's sort of this postmodern thing where there's no more meta-narratives, there's no more distinct identities, everything is shattered and broken down, and everything's been disintegrated. And yet, in the teeth of all of that, you see that as a sort of default position, the Europeans are just moving off, just quietly moving off to cultural forms which speak to them as Europeans, and there's nothing they can do about it. It's become a sort of cultural white flight, and we're going to see more of that going forward as well, a lot more. I mean, in the case of what's going on in Hollywood and everything like that, that's a different thing, which I'm hoping to get into the future. But they recognize all of these old cultural forms, and they're moving towards them because people just aren't blank slates. They do have an identity. It does need to be reinforced. I had a conversation with somebody on the Swedish folksy pop band called First Aid Kit. It's these two lovely Swedish girls singing these really nice melodies, nice folksy music, nice and gentle. And then somebody pointed out that they were actually feminists and a bit lefty, and it's not the same after that. But the thing is, they are actually quintessentially European, and there's nothing they can do about it. In the same way that all of these people who are gravitating now towards Capital FM, Classic FM. They aren't actually aware of themselves. I mean, in terms of politics, they what are they? I mean, I'd guess, I'd say all they all turn into right wingers and conservatives? No, probably not. I dare say if you are taking a sort of a test of these people, you would find that a lot of them, really a lot of them, would be middle class liberals. They might even read The Guardian. But it doesn't matter, because that's just superficial. That's the political side of it. It's so tragic, because there's a deeper identity that they'll move back towards. This is why somebody like Billy Bragg or J.K. Rowling can, on the one hand, advocate for mass immigration, while on the other hand have a walled mansion in an area which is 98% white. Because there's an ideal of how, and an identity which is actually very strong, and then there's the politics, but the politics is just the virtue signal. So it wouldn't surprise me whatsoever to learn that all of these people that are heading off to sort of indulge in their Europeanness with classical FM are actually liberals. It's because the politics is actually a false thing. It's actually a bit fake and shallow compared to the European identity. I did a put in a video a few months ago called Europa and the Bull, and the point one of the points I made in that one was that when these probably these exact same people go on, they'll on the one hand want to bring in endless amounts of refugees to say Italy, that they'll tell Salvini he has to let them in. But then when they go on holiday to Tuscany, they don't have in their minds a vision of a sort of legions of Somalians and Eritreans all over the banks of the rivers and the shoreline there. They don't want to see that. And so there's this disconnect between their politics and their actual identity, and it's out of kilter. The difference when you're sort of on the far right or something is that your identity and your politics are aligned quite well. When we have liberals moving off to classical FM because they can't stand the liberal rubbish which the mainstream culture is pumping out at them like silage, that then they have to deal with this dissonance and this disconnect. But nevertheless, the identity itself is still there. And when we go forward, you can't always rely on something in the past. The trick here is to find cultural forms, sort of it going forward, to create new cultural forms which reinforce the European identity. That's something I'll be looking at in the future, I think. So, thank you very much, folks, and I'll see you later.